Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Professor Mark Muller, professor at the University of Witwatersrand. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself, Howard?
I am.
And your listeners?
Well, thank you. I can't really speak for them, but they're complaining a lot, so I think they're fine. You know,
I'm glad to hear it.
You know, that's how we tell. Either way, the water situation, I know this has become a conversation that I'm seeing all over and I'm hearing wherever I go. Do you drink the water? Do you boil it? Do you buy water? What is the situation in terms of our water quality?
Okay, let's start talking about Johannesburg. I live in Johannesburg. I drink the tap water. I've never thought twice about it. And I know the background, and I know that it's looked after. So, in general, yes, you know, Johannesburg and the other places that get water from Rand Water drink the water, and it's perfectly fine. There are, of course, situations in which maybe somebody has been digging up the pipe system, and the water's coming out a bit dirty for in a little zone for a while. And then, of course, you think carefully about it. Either you boil it or you buy some drinking water. But in general, the water around Gauteng is good.
So we shouldn't really have a problem. What about people who own JoJo tanks? Because that's also become quite a big trend. Is that a concern if the water's sitting in that JoJo tank for a while?
Well, it depends where they fill the JoJo tank from. I mean, if you know, people fill it from rainwater, then I can tell you there's a lot of bird poo in there.
Right.
And which is not critical, but it can cause problems. It certainly would test negative. It would test as a problem if you did test the water. If you filled it in from, if you're just saving water from Joburg water, after a while, the chlorine that's in the water disappears, and that's what keeps it safe. And so if something else comes in and drops in, it could grow. And apart from that, you could get algae and slime and various other things which are not nice. So, you know, if you store water for a long time, and it just could be a month or two in a tank, it's not necessarily going to be the nicest thing to drink.
Right. But at that point, because there's water coming in all the time and that's chlorinated, I would imagine then you're pretty safe in general.
Well, no, it depends. You know, some people put in the tank and store it. Others, I don't know why they put it in the tank. You don't take it straight into the property, but that's another matter. But if you're putting it in the tank and storing it, it is a risk. And so you should be, just bear in mind, if you put the water into a tank and then take it out again, it means that the water's staying there for a week or so at a time. And that is potentially long enough for it to lose its chlorination. So putting water into a big tank is not necessarily safe because it'll lose chlorine while it's sitting there, particularly if you're not using it regularly. But I don't think too many people are doing that. I think most people put the JoJo tank there just in case.
Yes.
And that is the one that's likely to get contaminated over time and turn a bit nasty.
Right. Has there been a deterioration in our quality of water, or are you comfortable that the Johannesburg water, as far as in terms of this focus, has remained consistent and of a decent standard?
I've got to say, I have no problem with drinking the water in Joburg, and bear in mind that the water in Joburg comes from Rand Water. And they actually monitor the quality all the way up to where they deliver it to the municipality. What happens in individual municipalities might be a little bit different. And so, you know, I can't promise right at the end of the network, the last municipality to get Rand Water, do they look after it properly? I can't promise. But certainly the main cities that are served by Rand, I think they get enough throughput, they have enough control, and my test is, do I drink the water? Yes. Mm-hmm. And would I let kids drink the water? Yes. So I don't think there's a problem.
Right. In terms of Natal, in terms of what's gone on in KwaZulu-Natal, what's your thoughts there?
Okay, just again, be careful. You know, we can't talk very generally.
Okay.
Every place has its own water supply. So, you know, if you're talking about Natal, KwaZulu-Natal, you're talking about a large number of different systems. But if you're talking about the people who are supplied with water from Mgeni Water, which is Mzunduzi, Pietermaritzburg, and Tekwini, Durban, going up to Mklanga, and Balito. Well, not quite into Balito. Balito has its own system again. Those areas that were damaged by the flood, You see, this comes back to what I said about if you've had works going on in your water, then there potentially are problems as they put everything back together again. There, certainly we know, although Umgeni Waters is producing safe water, it's going into a network that's been very broken up and disturbed. So in different areas, there might well be problems, and I would hope that the municipality is telling people what those areas are. But if it's a system that hasn't been affected by the floods, hasn't been broken up and damaged and have emergency repairs done, you know, it should be okay. But it goes case by case, and that's the trouble with water. You can't say it's safe or it's not safe all across the country. I actually have to ask the question, where's it coming from? Who's doing it? Do we trust them? And, you know, what do the test results show? And that can be very complicated as when you start getting into the small towns and places in South Africa.
Right. But the great news is that according to Professor Mike Muller, professor at the University of the Witwatersrand, the water certainly in Johannesburg is safe to drink. Have you been looking at all into the infrastructure concerns that we have been having in Johannesburg?
Yes, I think there's been a lot talked about them, and you know, we know that there are some areas where the infrastructure is really not up to scratch, quite often because it's just not big enough for a growing population. But there have been areas, particularly in the west, the sort of inner west side of Johannesburg, where there have been sort of ongoing problems of access during this hot weather. Do bear in mind that October is always the hottest month just before it rains. The rains have come very late, so whatever weaknesses there were in the system, or, you know, we've really been told all about them this October. It started raining yesterday. Let's hope it carries on. And if that's the case, we'll find that the pressure on, pressure in the sense of lots of people wanting to use water for all sorts of things, some of which they shouldn't do. They shouldn't be watering gardens. They shouldn't be washing cars. They shouldn't be filling pools. But that sort of demand pressure will reduce and things should get back to normal. But there'll always be places with local problems, and the city of Joburg, I see, is saying they're going to spend lots and lots of money. They spend lots and lots of money every year. Right. Actually, not just doing maintenance, they're expanding the system. One of the things they've done, which is actually very commendable, is to break up the city into little pressure zones where they can reduce the pressure, which reduces leakage, which essentially, if you reduce leakage, you've got more water to provide for you and me, you know, the people who want to use it. But that's, one of the things that happens with that is they dig up holes in the road, they irritate lots of people, and they spill a lot of water, and people complain about that. So sometimes when you see a lot of digging up in the road, it might be a good thing that they're improving the system, but there are also plenty of places where they're trying to fix things which haven't been properly fixed, and you'll have seen those holes. They keep coming back, and Joburg water keeps coming back, and we all get very exasperated. But I don't think we can say they do nothing. There are a number of things they could do better. Fixing those leaks is one of them.